This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherpa Dewa and main opposition leader Maoist Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda discuss preparations for Constitutional Council meeting and contemporary issues. Prime Minister Oli signs performance contracts with ministers, directs to carry out results-oriented works in cooperation with all concerned agencies. And India's veteran communist leader and CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury passed away yesterday, aged 72. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday met with Nepali Congress President Sherpa Dewa and main opposition party leader CPN Maoist Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, the head of the government sat for the joint meeting at Balwatar in view of the preparations for a meeting of the Constitutional Council and discussions on other contemporary issues. The Constitutional Council meeting, scheduled for Wednesday evening, was postponed. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed ministers to complete the assigned work with proper coordination in a creative way. During a signing of performance contract held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Councils of Minister in Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli said that the office bearers should come to office with necessary preparations and return home after performing results-oriented tasks. Prime Minister Oli said, working in a team, cooperating with all the concerned agencies, working for good governance were incorporated in the agreement. The performance contracts were signed with Deputy Prime Ministers and Ministers outlining objectives along with timeline for the current fiscal year. Similarly, Chief Secretary also signed the contract before the Prime Minister. The evaluation team that came to Nepal for the Sovereign Credit Rating of Nepal met with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel yesterday. On the occasion, Finance Minister Paudel expressed his belief that credit rating would play an important role in creating favorable economic development and business environment in the country. The team of Fitch Ratings Company is in Nepal for the credit evaluation. The team has expressed their interest in revenue mobilization, capital expenditure, public debt, foreign aid mobilization, among others. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has stressed on bringing the private sector under jurisdiction of Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority CIAA. In a meeting of State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives held in Singhadarbar yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak pointed out the need of holding more discussion in committee to be clear on the issue whether or not to enter in private sector. Lawmakers have started discussion in the committee over the provision of bringing the private sector under the jurisdiction of the CIAA. Export of Nepal-grown vegetables to Qatar commenced yesterday. Around 2,000 kilograms of vegetables produced within Dachinkali municipality of Kathmandu were supplied to Qatar in the first phase under the agriculture program with support from the China Foundation for Rural Development CFRD Nepal office. The vegetable consignment was handed over to Ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Michel Mohammed Al Ansari, amid a program held at Trivan International Airport Customs Office yesterday. Among the vegetables exported to Qatar yesterday include the red cherry pepper chili known as Akbare, flat beans and bitter gourd. Flights resumed at Phalgunanda Sukilumba Airport of Ilam District yesterday after a gap of few months. Nepal Airlines Sukilumba Airport Ilam's in charge Dinesh Sandas said the flights that had been suspended for a few months were started from the airport yesterday morning. Nepal Airlines Corporation said it would operate regular flights to Ilam every Thursday by a 27-seater plane. Flights were suspended for about 3.5 months with the start of the monsoon season. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has asserted that the government has given high priority to foreign investment in information and technology ICT sector. The Industry Minister made the remark while addressing a program organized yesterday to sign an agreement between IGC Business Holding Nepal and Keirikan Company Limited of Japan to establish a joint venture in the information and technology sector. Minister Bhandari added that Nepal government was ready to cooperate and ensure a smooth process for foreign investors. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. India's veteran communist leader and Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechury passed away yesterday due to pneumonia, aged 72. Yechury was admitted to the Ames Hospital in New Delhi on the 19th of August. Sitaram Yechury was a prominent Indian politician who held a seat in the CPM Politburo for 32 years and served as the party's general secretary from the year 2015. Additionally, he represented West Bengal in the Rajya Sabha, the upper house of the Indian Parliament, from 2005 to 2017. Devastating floods in northeastern Nigeria have submerged entire residential areas, displaced tens of thousands of people, and forced zoo animals to escape into the streets. Al Jazeera cited officials as saying at least 30 people have died in the floods. However, the death toll is likely to rise as authorities are still scrambling to rescue thousands of others feared trapped in their homes. Authorities say some 1 million people are affected, of which about 200,000 are displaced. The floods hit Borno State early this week after a dam impounding a regional river burst into its banks. The heavy surge of water buried half the state capital, Maiduguri, damaging buildings and infrastructures. Authorities say the floods were caused by the flow of excessive rainwater amid the rainy season, which lasts from June to September in the West African country. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally to mostly cloudy in Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa and main opposition leader Maoist Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda discussed preparations for Constitutional Council meeting and contemporary issues. Prime Minister Oli signs performance contracts with ministers, directs to carry out result-oriented works in cooperation with all concerned agencies. And India's veteran communist leader and CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury passed away yesterday, aged 72. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.